This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tap your toes. Pharrell, I always wonder whether I pronounce his name right. Pharrell Williams. Not Pharrell.
Yeah, Pharrell.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is such a great song. Crank this up, will you please, James? I want to be happy. I want to be crazy. All right. If I can get those two accomplished in 2024. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. Here's something that's new. It's going to be offered next year in England. A college is going to offer a degree in magic and also a subset in occult science. The professor's name is Emily Solov. She's a professor of medieval Arabic literature, University of Exeter, says the idea came from a surge in interest in the history of witchcraft and a desire to create a space where magic could be studied across the academia fields. Let's see, this is in today's New York Times. I should get to Uri about this, right? This would be right
up his... This is cool, yeah.
Yeah, right. Study of dragons in Western lore, practice of deception and illusion, like David Blaine, the philosophy of psychedelics, part of the syllabus here. Let's see here. It's who else have we got? There's somebody else who wants to teach a course or be involved in the course. There's Professor Christina Oakley, who's a retired medieval history professor. There are a lot of people that go back to, and I should ask them to go to my son-in-law, who is a medieval specialist, he's the world's foremost expert on Chaucer. Okay, what do you do with that? You become a college professor. But he also has an area, well, Megan does too. Her studies were in, not medieval, but the Georgian era of female authors, and sometimes they were tied to the occult. The occult is nothing new at all. As a matter of fact, it's kind of old. One of the things that that we've carried down, I guess, through the years is our interest in the things that we don't really understand. And then the religionists get a hold of it, and they want to throw you out of whatever the religion is that you're in if you believe in this sort of thing because it's witchcraft, and nothing good comes of witchcraft. I'm not sure that's true at all, frankly. But I want to follow this. Let's... make a note, a mental note. Let's find out how this thing works out during the course of the year. Here's the story from Oklahoma. Those of you listening in Oklahoma City, you probably know the story already about the judge who was caught playing with her phone as a mother was in front of her sobbing about the murder of her child. The judge was suspended. She, during the course of the trial, sent 500 texts. Ridiculing the prosecutors. Yeah. Oh, you know the story. Yeah. So she's been essentially fired. So people and their crazy stuff.
That's so heartless and unprofessional.
Yeah.
Some of the texts included calling the toddler's mom a liar and...
Yeah. She shouldn't. There's no business being there. Was that... I don't know whether she was elected or appointed. Do you know? Can you get that from...
Oh, I'm unsure of that.
Story? Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. All right, here's a story of another woman who burned Wyoming's only full-service abortion clinic. Judge ordered her to pay almost $300,000 in restitution. The prosecutors were looking for that much, and she was told that she has to pay it all back, pay back the cost of setting up the clinic. Her name is Lorna Green. She also was sentenced to 5 years in the slammer for burning down the Wellspring Health Access facility before it was, I guess it was under renovation at the time.
Like, arson is still arson. you know?
Yep.
Regardless of...
If you're that crazy about this sort of thing, people are just crazy when it comes to the discussion of abortion.
Mm-hmm. They're
just crazy. And it's like, I see this emotional connection. It's like, I wonder, why are you so tied to Trump or anybody else who's a politician or anybody, you know, Joel Osteen or whoever or some radio guy? What is there about the connection that you feel for? Let's turn this around a little bit. There are healthy objects of affection and there are unhealthy objects of affection or attention. And we're all the arbiter of that. I could say, in my mind, this kind of stuff is very unhealthy. The things we're talking about, this woman who burns down the abortion clinic.
Mm, another example of extremism.
Yeah. And then there are people who are, I guess, going back to the era of Elvis Presley, or the Beatles, or anybody, you know, some big stars that are around today, Taylor Swift and the reaction to her. Is it unhealthy or is it healthy? Is it okay? I mean, we all have people in our lives that we've been close to, whether we knew them personally or not. There were plenty of people that worshipped at the altar of the Beatles during mm-hmm. the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and Elvis as well in the 50s and 60s and 70s.
Mm-hmm. Buying tickets to the shows and then passing out as soon as they hit the stage.
Yeah.
It's one thing to be a fan and you know, be interested in a recording artist or any kind of celebrity. But it's a whole other thing to idolize them and, like yeah. you said, put them on this pedestal where you make them larger than God almost. You mm-hmm. almost, it's dehumanizing in a way when you think about it because these are real human beings. These are really their jobs. And when they are off the clock, they are normie norms like us.
Mm-hmm. Normie norms like us. All right, another jailbird story. Gypsy Rose Blanchard has been in jail for 8 years. She is set to be freed from prison. She murdered her mother in June of 2015. 32 years old now. She is going to be freed from jail today. She recalls, is she one of the ones that Biden pardoned? Is she one of those that...
No, I think it was just her time was up. She got with this guy and convinced him to murder her, to murder the mom. What's it called? Not Stockholm Syndrome.
Murder
Munchausen. Munchausen by proxy. That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
Her mom basically was making Gypsy Rose sick, was keeping her sick, having everybody convinced that she has all of these health issues and cancers mm-hmm. and all of these things, where it was the mom mm-hmm. doing it. It was basically child neglect. Child abuse.
Child abuse, yeah. Yep, well, there's a lot of that going around, that's for sure. All right, here's something from our neighbors to the north. We seem to have been talking a lot about Canadians this week. There is a new updated travel advisory to take effect the first of the year, polite warning from our friends to the north. The message, which has been made public, basically calls attention to the shift in policies governing abortion and the rights of LGBTQ people here in America. And so Canadians have, this is not a governmental thing, but it's something that has made the rounds or is making the rounds in Canada because a lot of Canadians love to come to America. I know there's a whole beeline down from eastern Canada. Canadians love to go to Palm Beach County. Palm Beach County in the wintertime, half the people that are there come from Canada. I remember my father became very friendly with a fellow who, it turned out, was in the same business my father was in, and they were in the same building together on Singer Island. And they spent lots of time together playing golf. The wives were friendly. They had dinner all the time. And it brought me around to thinking. I started then looking. This was back in the 60s and the 70s. I would look for how many cars were registered in Canada. And there were more cars registered in Canada than you could find from New York or Massachusetts or New Jersey or wherever. So the reason I tell you the story is because things have changed. And Canadians, I'm sure you'd find plenty of Canadians, older Canadians, in Florida. But the younger Canadians who might come to America to travel, like we go to Canada, you know, it's kind of nice, the tourist stuff. The Canadians cross over Niagara Falls, for example, and they drive to New York City in a turbo. They're now being told that, and this is by several travel advisors, to be aware, to be concerned about, if you will, what's going on in America with regard to the stuff with LGBTQ people and the abortion issue. Canadians do not find themselves like-minded when it comes to Americans, or at least to these issues in America, which I find very interesting. I think it's bad for the country to have so much focus on this, and will it be, if Trump gets back into the White House, will it be worth, is there more, worse, the authoritarian path that sort of started when he was president before, he said, basically he's warning, if I get back in, I'm going to fix you guys, and I'm going to do more of this sort of thing. And so Justin Trudeau, who's the prime minister, says that the far right in America is out of control, yada, yada, yada. Anyway.
Far, either which side, anything that's far-sighted is out of control.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so there are lots of different, what is it now, 14 states have reversed or declared the Roe v. Wade is okay. I don't know what the lingo is. But each state that it's been put up, Ohio is the most recent one, each state where Roe v. Wade-like issues come to the surface, it's always gone in the direction of people having the choice that Roe v. Wade represents, right?
21
That's one of the big things.
And D.C. Yeah.
I think that'll be one of the big stories also for the year, as I'm sort of speculating on what we'll be talking about on the year-end broadcast. It's good day at 18 after the hour.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. The Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the hot hits in radio, talk radio, from the spirited investigational work that Talkers Magazine does every week. Michael Harrison will be here in another hour of this program to do the official countdown. We, the folks that are connected with the Good Day program, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, John Harper from WMEL, going through some of these things with our thoughts and how we've handled it on the Good Day program. And one of the important aspects of the Good Day program, as with most others, is sort of digging into our social media. You can do that. All of our social media, all of the ways of getting together with us on social media, Facebook and Instagram and X. And I don't know, I asked you about YouTube, and I forgot what the answer was, Jay. I know a lot of people are using YouTube.
Yeah, we're only on Facebook, Instagram, and X.
All right, at Good Day Networks. So we have a focus on the end of the year, and our question, one of them, what do you believe are some of the top news stories of the year? So let's see what we can get for input from some folks. That there are always those folks who are very loyal, very involved, and very anxious to share their thoughts with us. And there are always new people every week, so we welcome you all. Jay, what do we have?
Yeah, there's quite a list, and quite a few people said the same thing. And there were some topics that it was kind of like, wait, that was this year? That was a year ago? Virginia Kinney says the cardiac arrest and recovery of DeMar Hamlin of the Buffalo Bills. That was a big one.
And wow, murder, really? She must be very interested in sports then. This is fine. Whatever it is that you're referencing is fine. I just it doesn't ring a bell with me at all. If we talked about it, I don't think we did.
We did. It took over the news. Everybody thought he was going to die, and not only did he make a full recovery, but he was able to get back on the field and absolutely incredible.
Oh, okay. Yes. Now, I don't remember his name, but yes, now I remember us talking about it. Yep.
Yes. Yeah. And then also Virginia added in the murder of Tyree Nichols in Memphis.
Is that a police shooting?
A year ago. That was a police beating. A 29-year-old was basically beat by Memphis police officers for about 3 minutes. And it happened early in January. I want to say January 7th. And then a few days later, he died of his injuries.
Great. All right. What else have we got here?
Sean Aukerman says the Biden crime family getting exposed. That has taken up a lot of news this year.
It is. A lot of oxygen been taken out of the room because of that, for sure. Yeah. What else?
Mm-hmm. Our friend Terry Seavey says the Hamas attack on Israel, all of the anti-Semitic in the USA. inflation, the disrespect of people, businesses being attacked, and no bail. The borders of our country are surely unsafe. Cheryl,
I'm with her. 100%.
The border.
Yeah, I'm with Terry on all those things. And yes, the border might be the number one thing as far as I'm concerned as well, Cheryl.
Yep. What else?
Mm-hmm. John Walshak says the dysfunctional House of Representatives.
Yeah. Okay.
Where's the lie?
What new can you say? Yeah, exactly. What else can you say about that? A complete load of garbage there.
And Nikki Lanigan pointed out some of the other big top news stories, the Titan submersible implosion. Even though some of these things in the news, they were huge, but they were only in the news for a very brief period of time. The Chinese spy balloons, the Maui fires, of course, SAG-AFTRA and the Writers Guild strikes, AI, GPT.
Yeah, when we think about it in this way, there are so many things that come across our desks and across our mind and get our attention. Yeah, this is why this serves as a useful purpose at the end of the year. Did all these things, as you just asked, all these things happen this year? Yeah. All of this stuff took place.
I totally forgot about the Chinese spy balloons. That was a huge news story, but the news cycle took it away already.
Well, there's also, speaking of that, in social media terms, a lot of people are talking about Gypsy Rose Blanchard's release from prison. I have not followed that. I imagine you have. But, man, X's had I was just looking at that, and people are clamoring for the release of this lady. 28 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
Still coming up short at the supermarket? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You could be suffering shrinkflation. Same price, less stuff. It's not your imagination. That cereal box is skinnier. That bag of Doritos is now a half ounce smaller, averaging 5 fewer chips per, according to Forbes, which reports that a bottle of Aleve has gone from 100 caplets to 90. Cottonelle Mega Roll toilet paper shrank from 340 sheets to 312 sheets. Is nothing sacred? Compare unit price, not item price. Those name products that are shorting you have to cover the cost of advertising that made you brand loyal, unlike store brands, which in many cases are made by the same supplier. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Stephanie with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months, where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all of that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together. So.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. At least 20 people in a Russian border town are dead in the wake of a reported Ukrainian bombing attack.
It marked the heaviest blow struck by Ukraine inside Russian territory since war began between the two countries. 2 missiles and several rockets fell on the city, and that the targets were indiscriminate. The strike appeared to be in retaliation for a Russian bombing attack a day earlier.
Don't expect any packages or mail to arrive on New Year's Day. That's because most major U.S. Postal Service offices will be closed. This also applies to banks like Wells Fargo and Truist, and shipping services such as UPS and FedEx. American Idol executive producer Nigel Lithgow is denying that he sexually assaulted Paula Abdul. Abdul filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles alleging Lithgow sexually assaulted her multiple times when she was a judge on both American Idol and So You Think You Can Dance. Dave Collins, USA News.
Chehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have a good day,
dear.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Lance Stephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
John Bon Jovi. Isn't he one of New Jersey's finest?
No.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? Isn't John
Bon Jovi
from New Jersey?
Yeah, he is.
All right, crank this up, will you, James, please? Uh-huh. For all of our tomorrows. Isn't it interesting? Tomorrow is tomorrow. Yesterday was yesterday. I don't know how that works. All right, so groups... musical groups that become very well known like that. Is it partially because the music all sounds the same? And I don't mean that negatively. I mean, you can tell U2's, the beating of the drum, like with Sting, you can tell the guitar playing. You can tell
Elvis.
You can
hear the first beat of Tango,
right, exactly.
You know which band or musical artist it is. Mm-hmm.
You know what to expect anyway. All right, so we have New Year's around the corner here. This is a Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, looking into the future and a little bit of the past. One of the stories I was most amused by this past year was the story of a Georgia man who got a $1.4 million speeding ticket. Remember when we talked about that?
Oh, yes.
Remember that? The city didn't really know how to do what they needed to do to figure this out. There was a speeding ticket that was issued, actually it was in September, to a fellow named Connor Cato, and it showed the balance that he owed for speeding in this particular district was $1,480,038.52. And the court said the figure was a typo, but he was told he had to pay it and then get a refund. Of course, everybody's got $1,400,000 in the bank, and they can just write a check, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, so I think what they said was it's like a placeholder fine that kind of guarantees that somebody comes to court to further discuss the situation or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Didn't they tell him to just pay it, though? I thought they told him to pay it. Maybe not. Well, at any rate. Here's an Ohio story.
It was pay the fine or appear in court. It's like they do this to make sure that people actually will come to court, appear in court. Because some people, how often do you know people who get a speeding ticket, they pay the fine, and then they move about their business. They don't actually go to court.
That's what they counted on. Yeah, you go through these little municipalities. How many of us have been stopped? I remember going through a rural town in the middle of nowhere in Florida many years ago, and I was doing 56 or 57 in a 55 zone. And I got pulled over, and the police officer said, okay, well, we can solve this problem. I can take you to the local judge, and if you have a MasterCard, we'll take care of the $200 fine. I was scared because I was a kid. I was driving, I don't remember, I think my sister's son had just been born, and I went to see her, and I was in the middle of nowhere, frankly. I really was, and I didn't know my way around. And I wasn't as good a talker then as I am now. So anyway, I went, I followed this guy, and I happened to have a credit card. And I had $500 max on it in those days. And I paid the $200 fine. And then I told a friend of my father's who was a lawyer, or I told my father, and my father told the lawyer, and they went after this. They went to this jurisdiction. They went after this judge and the police. It was the judge and the policeman split the 20. The one, they each got $100. That's how it worked in this town. The fine, $100 went to the judge, $100 went to the cop. And so this lawyer went after him. I got my money back, and it caused a focus on this particular town and the tactics that are used around the country in places like this. Didn't end it, but it called attention to it. Just you think about how much of this sort of hokey-pokey goes on.
Well, yeah. Well, and I think it's when this situation, it was they deem it a super speeder and they get this automatic fine. But when you actually go to court, oftentimes it's a lesser penalty and there's some kind of conversation. And if you have somewhat of a clean driving record, you don't have a lot of tickets, the judge might be more lenient. When I first moved to Tennessee, I was pulled over for speeding. And the officer was so kind, so nice, and even said, hey, you have a pretty good record. I recommend you do not pay the ticket. You actually go to court because the judge will give you the option to pay the fine, or you go to a one-day, four-hour driving class, and the ticket is expunged from your record. You don't have to pay a fine. It
you
won't
did that.
Be your record. So I did
so
that,
did
and
that.
Ever since going to that four-hour thing, I've been a big, I've been in favor of the need for driving classes every so many years for people. Anytime you need to redo your license or re-up your license, you have to take it just a quick, it doesn't have to be 4 hours, but there were things that I forgot and that I relearned, and then other things that I'm like, wait, I was never even taught this. People were taught this. I never even knew this. And then you realize people who are driving on the road and you're like, oh, that person can't drive because they can't. They probably weren't taught properly.
Well, giving them the benefit of the doubt, which is okay under that circumstance, but there are plenty of people on the road today of all ages, mostly younger and older, who don't know how to drive. They're terrible drivers.
Yeah.
And
or
they don't know how
just
to
don't care.
Well, yeah, there's that. Last night I was on Washington Boulevard coming home, and I had gone to the Costco to get gas. And I pulled out, and I was in the traffic line, and it's this connection is Washington Boulevard and Lincoln. Some of you who know Venice area of Los Angeles, you know what I'm talking about. So some guy pulls up beside me, and there's a motorcycle in front of him, and I'm in the far right lane, ready to make a turn to the right. And he's 2 inches away from this guy in the motorcycle. And I'm looking at him. He's not looking at me. He's looking at the motorcycle. It was like he was trying to create a situation. Do you know what I mean? He was in the guy on the motorcycle, knew what was going on, and he kept inching forward, and the guy next to me kept inching forward, too, as if he wanted to push the motorcycle guy out of the way. And I thought to myself, who drives like that? Who thinks like that?
Yeah.
Who is that ornery that
how
you want to cause trouble? It was dark, too, by the way. It was dark. Yeah. All right, here's a story from last year from Ohio. This was a story of a football coach. Remember this? He was forced to resign because he referred to some students as Nazis. He said he'd meant no harm. He was interviewed. He was the coach of the Brooklyn High School football team. His name is Tim McFarland. He said he never meant any offense by using the term, and it didn't occur to him that it could be taken as anti-Semitic. Mm-hmm. Apparently,
it was one of the game calls.
Yeah,
that was
right.
What they titled it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, here's the story of a lady who was walking on the treadmill at the Lifetime Fitness this week in Eagan, Minnesota. All of a sudden, she just collapses. The person working out next to her, who happened to be a doctor, jumped into action, started administering CPR to her. The gym had some employees who knew at least some of how to do CPR and take care of emergency situations, and because of that, the woman's life was saved. I have become so addicted this week to Doc Martin. I haven't watched anything else on TV. I haven't had a minute to watch TV. This because the show has been on PBS for 14 or more years, and it is extraordinary what goes on in this little village in England. What sort of a guy Doc Martin is, the woman who he loves is just the most delightful person. I've been taken by her. But the reason I bring it up now is because they face all. I saw an interview with him. They face all kinds of medical adversity, and they've done the research so that whatever Doc Martin says is 100% accurate. And he spits out stuff. I mean, learning lines when you're doing TV or movies or stuff like that, and having the character, he's playing obviously a role, and in character and knowing all that stuff, that's a real gift, a real art. And mm-hmm. I found myself learning some stuff, watching this show and becoming just very attached to the characters and the whole thing. Isn't it funny how that happens? The show's been on since 2006 or something. And I've never paid any attention to it whatsoever until this week. And I just kind of have. Actually, I think I watched the first episode on the plane coming out here. And that's kind of what hooked me to it. So, anyway, what are you going to watch? What are you looking forward to? This is one of the things about the new year. What will you see? What movies? I went to see The Boys in the Boat yesterday. Do you know that story?
Oh, I'm familiar with that one. That's on my to-do list.
Good book.
Did you like it?
Ah, fabulous. George Clooney directed it. Joel Edgerton hired, it's E-D-G-E. And I recognized him, but I didn't know why, so I asked Megan when I came home, what was he in? He's been in all kinds of stuff. Apparently he's an Australian actor. It's just a really good story about the team from Washington State that won the Nationals in crew and then went on to win at the Olympics. And it was just the kind of thing that you want to spend an hour and a half or 2 hours doing on an afternoon when, I've been teasing James because we've been talking a lot about taking time off and doing different things and what he does with his spare time. And I don't have a lot of spare time. When I come to California, I tend to either spend all my time with the children, grandchildren. I have a lot of friends out here, so I spend time with them, or go to the movies. I might not have time to go and see some of the movies that I want to see back home. So, and this was one that was on my on my list. Just to really, anybody who's looking for something to do, maybe over the weekend, if you can find this movie, go see it, called Boys in the Boat. Michigan has allowed Trump to stay on the primary ballot. We've had the conversation, I think last week was Colorado said no. Michigan said, okay, you can be on the Michigan presidential primary ballot. The state's highest court rejected an attempt, the same attempt as in Colorado, to throw him off the ballot. This was a Michigan Court of Appeals decision, which the Supreme Court there did not reconsider. They decided not to. So he stays on the Republican presidential primary ballot. I'm just wondering where this is going to go and how long it'll take to get to our Supreme Court. And then, depending on what they do, will there be other states? There are a lot of states, people that are running states, that want to have Trump not on the ballot. And then people say, well, everybody will write his name in. Don't be too sure of that, because a lot of people just don't know how to do that.
Well, and it still won't matter, because the Electoral College appoints.
Right. Yeah, exactly. The aid packages to Ukraine and how much money is being spent, you know, this is something that also is being scrutinized as we get to the end of the year. People are looking into what's gone on with the money that went to Ukraine. Actually, there's an overall, there's a pit that the Government Accounting Office has found. Take a guess, if you don't know, Jay, how much money the Government Accounting Office has said the government wasted this year. Take a guess. This past year, how much money?
$16 million.
Really? $900 billion.
Oh!
Waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. Federal government, $900 billion. Think about that. 48 after the hour.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparation. operations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
All right, 53 past the hour now. We're going to insert a food, farm, and family segment here. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with a focus on things at the end of the year. Pepper pot. This is good. The Philadelphia pepper pot. This sounds, let's work the alliteration angle here, shall we, Jay? Philadelphia pepper pot presents poop in soup.
Another recall?
Yeah. Well, no. This is the story of what is referred to even today as pepper pot soup. It was created, if you will, a thick soup made from tripe and vegetables. And obviously, because it's called pepper pot, pepper was the seasoning that was used during the American Revolutionary War. And it's been around since then. Apparently, it originated, though, in the Caribbean islands. It was made popular in Philadelphia by some of the black residents there who would sell it right out in the street. During the soup kitchen era, the 1920s, this was a big seller, at least down there. But before that, as I said, the American Revolutionary War, there were a lot of German immigrants, and they apparently loved this stuff as well. Anyway, George Washington liked it, and so he gave it to his army, and the rest, as they say, is history. And this is the kind of a soup you've all seen, you know, especially during the winters, during the Revolutionary War. It was so harsh, the farmers, who were in the, you know, depending on where you were in the country, they just said, we're not going to sell food to the army. They sold it to the British because the British paid more. And they also said, if you sell the stuff to Washington's troops, we'll shoot you. So that was a motivating factor in keeping it out of the hands. But they still figured out how to do it. Yeah, exactly. All right, one of the big stories this year has been the right to repair movement. And this is maybe more of a farm story But because we are focused on food, farm, and family here, I have been all over this on the American Family Farmer Show, and also I've brought it up several times here on the Food, Farm, and Family segment of the Good Day program, because it affects not only the food that we're eating and how farmers can grow things, because they need equipment, and the new equipment, especially John Deere equipment, is all wrapped up in what the manufacturers have created, and it's been smart for the manufacturers. They figured out a way to keep you from fixing your own stuff. And some of the auto dealers are in on this as well, but it's more affected farming, farmers, and farm equipment. And John Deere is the number one enemy here as far as I'm concerned. But there are a lot of things going on. There was a bill in California, and then other states signed into law, a couple of Midwestern states, the requirement that the manufacturers have to make available the books, the tools, the equipment, whatever is necessary for farmers and independent dealers, independent repair shops, to have access to the things that they need in order to repair your car, your truck, your tractor, whatever. It's a disgrace what has gone on at the hands of John Deere and some of these other big companies. I will say that, and then I'll move on. But it is something that I will talk about in detail next week's American Family Farmer, which you can hear on a lot of these same stations, and also if you go to AmericanFamilyFarmer.com. Okay, here's a recall on the food, farm, and family portion of the program. 5 million portable blenders because of unsafe blades and injuries that have been caused. This is BlendJet. They're the ones that are recalling their portable blenders. People are getting cut. There are fire hazards. What the hell? How does this company even exist in our country? The Consumer Product Safety Commission said, basically, they shouldn't be on the shelves. They shouldn't be sold. They should have never been available. So,
and these are popular. This is a popular item.
Is it? I don't know.
It's these little small blenders that you can take with you anywhere. You can basically make a single serving beverage, and it is. These things are very popular.
Mm-hmm. And obviously,
so this is a
very
huge
dangerous
recall.
Yeah. Have you ever had one?
Just the fact I have it, but I've bought some for people who have asked for them for different, like, Christmas presents or birthday presents over the years. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
BlendJet. I think they're made in California. The company is in California, but there have been a lot of them sold up in Canada as well. So if you're listening up in Canada, they're sold at Costco and Walmart, the big box stores, Target, Best Buy. So bring them back, get your money back, and get some money for the time it takes you to bring them back. That's always the advice that we have here for you when it comes to a recall. Jay Kirstner, Doug Steffen, Happy New Year from the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.